మాలాసుధాం కుంభ విభూతముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారి జాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. సీకింగ్ ద బెనిడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, ద రిపాసిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ ఎస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ టు కమెమరేట్ ద 97th బర్త్ అనివర్సరీ of the Nightingale of India, Bharatratna Dr. M.S. Subbulakshmi, to unveil the life-size statue of her in the front foyer of this auditorium, to inaugurate the portrait gallery of M.S. Subbulakshmi on the first floor of this institution, and more importantly, to confer the Sri Shanmukananda Bharatratna M.S. Subbulakshmi Fellowship in Music to 15 young and promising artists who shall carry forward the light that she had lit during the new times, all at the hands of the blessed Honorable Governor of West Bengal, Shri M.K. Narayanan, and his wife, Srimati Padmini Narayanan, who refused to come onto the stage saying that she is more comfortable there. This function, coming as it were, at the close of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of the Sabha, the celebrations that witnessed very high-ranking performances on this very stage, including that 15,000th cultural program that was staged in the very Vyasapita, which is a record by itself, which has surpassed all national, international records as far as cultural performances are concerned. But this program of ours towers that all, because it just not seeks to remember a musician, it seeks to perpetuate the music of that musician. And that is why the function today assumes great importance. Several important decisions were taken during the Golden Jubilee of our institution. That was in the year 2002-2003. Several awards were initiated during that period, and one of the major awards that we had initiated was the Sri Shanmukananda Dr. M.S. Subbulakshmi Sangeetha Pracharya Award. Singularly, this is the only award which Amma during her living times gave consent to put her name for an award. Never she has given her name for anything in life. She has given everything that she had except giving her name. Singularly, this was the only award where she said, "You can have this name." She was too weak to come to Bombay for that function, and therefore it was put onto the shoulders of K.R. Atmanathan and his wife to come and grace that function, and thus began the journey of remembering her through music, through the music teachers of our times, and that journey continues. Kamban in Kambaramayanam gives expression to his frustration when he finds that he is bankrupt of the various superlatives that are required to describe the beauty of Rama. If ever we were to confront a situation like this in describing a musician, it can only be M.S. Subbulakshmi. When she was absorbed in music, the world was lost for her. When she sat like an icon. Music was the gift of God that M.S. Amma plays at the service of the nation, said Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, the philosopher president of India. Mere voice does not lend to vidvat unless it is imbibed with bhakti and associated with sahitya and sangeeta, and then elevated and raised to an intellectual level of rendition that makes the musician far away from the rest of the crowd. And that M.S. Subbulakshmi was, said T.T. Krishnamachari, the former finance minister of India. This great city of ours, this great megapolis of ours, and this institution of ours has a very long association with M.S. Subbulakshmi, spanning more than 5 decades. Not many of us would ever know that M.S. Subbulakshmi got T. Sadashivam only because of this city. And it was in the later years that he blossomed her into a musician of international standing. In 1936, a cultural festival was organized in the then Bombay, and M.S. was to lead the pack. It also had Veena Dhanammal's granddaughters, Brinda and Mukta, and the dance with the legendary Bala Saraswati. When the appointed date came, the musicians who had to accompany M.S. Subbulakshmi cried off, saying that it's quite a distance that we have to travel to come to this city. And the fear of going to a city so far away, 1,000 kilometers away, M.S. also decided to decline the offer. But the organizers would have nothing of it. They would rather reschedule the program to her convenience, and therefore it was rescheduled. But the misery continued, because when the rescheduled date came, The violinist who was to accompany M.S. Subbalakshmi fell ill. And again the fear of coming over to a city so distant from her city haunted her. It was at that time a lanky, tall person, conversant in various languages, Sagalagala Vallavan, as we can call him, a go-getter in the real sense of the term, offered to take M.S. Amma to Bombay. And that person was Sadashivam. They met for the first time in that journey to Bombay. Before that, they had met on the 30th of June, 1936. During the journey to Bombay, she addressed him as Mama, because the age gap between them was 14 years. And finally, this relationship graduated into wedlock on the 10th of July, 1940. All through her lifetime, she continued to address him with the reverential name of Mama till his demise. And that originated in the city of ours. In the same year, in 1936, the same tour program of hers, she gave a benefit performance for the South Indian Education Society. The society had just started the SIS High School. It was constructing the school, and Amma came and gave a benefit performance and collected a large sum of 36,000 rupees in the year 1936. The paucity of funds did not allow that society to continue the construction, and it went on for almost a decade. And it got completed in the year 1947, the year of independence. Amma came again on the 21st of July 1947 and gave another performance in the Indian Gymkhana grounds and recorded a record collection by any standards at the point of time of 91,009 rupees. In the aggregate, Amma contributed 1,27,000 rupees to the South Indian Education Society's SIES High School, that majestic school that you see today. And in those 10 years, the total cost of construction was 2,14,000. More than 60% of the cost of construction was provided singularly by M.S. Subbalakshmi. And I want to tell you that in the biography written of M.S. Subbalakshmi, there is no mention of this large aid that M.S. Amma gave to the SIES. Countless number of institutions like the SIES have never featured in the biography of Amma to say that they were benefited by our philanthropy, by our concerts, by our music. That much is the greatness of this lady. When Meera was being screened, the music was, of course, composed in Bombay. And Amma again had to come to Bombay, and for several months she stayed in Bombay. Thanks to the Shivaramakrishnans of Akila Kunch, next to the SIS High School, for several months Radha and Amma were here setting the music for Meera. Coming back to the 1936 concert, without a violinist, Amma had come. And it was Providence that Parur Anantharamayyar, that time was setting some film music in Bombay. Therefore, he accompanied her and saved the concerts, both for the South Indian Education Society and the cultural festival that had been initiated. In 1944, at the instance of Rajaji, Amma accepted giving 5 benefit performances in Bombay, continuously for 5 full days. Believe me, it was at the Brabham Stadium. It was not in auditoriums or anywhere. There were no auditoriums then. In Brabham Stadium, the cricket ground was there even before. The CCA grounds were there. Record attendance for all those 5 days. And Mahatma Gandhi was present on all the 5 days. And this concert Amma gave for the Kasturba Memorial Fund. When you go to the archives in the portrait gallery, you will see that letter that Mahatma Gandhi had written to her. And ultimately, out of affection, he signs the letter as Mooka Gandhi in Tamil. That much love and affection the father of the nation had for M.S. Subbalakshmi. This institution of ours is the longest history of association with M.S. Subbalakshmi. She was present on the first day when this auditorium was being inaugurated, 22nd of August, 1963. Arikudi Ramanujayengar, being the senior most musician of our times, had the honor of doing the inaugural performance, and the very next day, M.S. Subbalakshmi performed here. For several years thereafter, she used to come unfailingly to this auditorium and give some memorable concerts. If one were to peep into the archives of M.S. Subbalakshmi, of those great concerts that she had given, a large share of all these would have come from this very auditorium. Who could ever forget that concert she gave for the Chinmaya Mission, raising funds for the Silver Jubilee of the Chinmaya Mission? Pujya Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda Maharaj was present on that day. And when she started singing, power went off. Those were the days we did not have standby generators to support augmenting power so that the program can go on. Gurudev exhorted her to continue singing. With just an oil lamp, wicker of a lamp by her side, Amma sang for 3.5 hours. Not one of the 3,200 people who had assembled in this auditorium, that time the strength was 3,200, not one of them moved from their seats. And when she had rendered the Mangalam, she was rendering, that time the power came. By the time 3.5 hours were already over. For the first time in history, Amma breached the tradition and said, I will continue to sing even after Mangalam for the benefit of the Rasikas who were present over here. Another half an hour, those days the Greater Bombay Police Act permitted you to go into auditoriums or open places up to 11 o'clock. So she sang up to 11 o'clock. Gurudev said at the end of the concert, she shone like a Gandharva in the night sky. And Gurudev offered to refund the fees that have been paid by everyone who came to that program. And next morning the counters were opened at 8 o'clock to give the refund. Not one person out of the 3,200 ever came to collect, leave alone coming and seeing, ever came to collect a refund. Not one of them have heard her. Not one of them could have even seen her. Not that expression that was there in her could also be seen. Even Gurudev was sitting on the dais would not have heard what she was singing. It was not audible. But the inner eye of each one present over there could easily capture that bhava, that bhakti, that emotion with which Amma rendered her concert. This was the greatness of this lady. In the year 2002, we conferred the honorary patronship of the Sabha on M.S. Subbalakshmi. That was the same year she was conferred the Sri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati National Eminence Award. In the year 2002, as I said, we started the M.S. Subbalakshmi Sangeeta Pracharya Awards and the journey continues. The Bharatiya Music and Arts Society was merged into our institution and their building was renovated by us at a substantial cost. And in 2004, we renamed that as M.S. Subbalakshmi Auditorium. In fact, Amma was not present at that time when it was being inaugurated. It was left to Kalki Rajendran, Vijaya and Gauri to come all the way from Chennai to grace that function and bless this institution for continuing the journey that Amma left by her demise. In later years, we continue to remember Subbalakshmi through her concerts, through the recorded concerts. But today we take a giant step forward. We not only have a life-size statue which has been unveiled at the front foyer of this auditorium, countless number of people who pass through the portals of this institution. In fact, this is one institution which is booked for 340 days a year. Imagine the traffic that this institution drives. Each one who comes into this institution singularly will benefit from the divinity that would be radiated from the birth of M.S. Subbalakshmi. And they would experience for themselves the greatness of this Mahavidushi of our times. She was a rare human being. Rarest of rare human beings that I could think of and tell you. Nothing would affect her except music. And it so happened that there are so many facets of her personality. But it is impossible in a welcome address like this to chronicle all those facets of this great lady. But to the youngsters who are present here and to several others who are watching this program live, it's necessary, the occasion demands, that at least one facet of her personality is brought to fore to bring home the greatness of this great lady of ours. M.S. Subbalakshmi is echoed in the hearts and minds of countless number of people all over this country. Of course for her music, of course for the melody of her music, for her Guru Bhakti, for the care and the compassion that she has for her accompanying artists, some of whom are present today, the persons who accompanied her during her living times who are present today, the care and the compassion they would vouch better than what I can say. The love she had for the Rasikas that she demonstrated here in this institution itself, much, much more than that, was that care and the compassion that used to ooze out of the frail figure of M.S. Subbalakshmi for the vulnerable and the weaker sections of the society. She redefined philanthropy for this world. The scriptures say, give, give till it hurts. And M.S. Subbalakshmi practiced it all during her lifetime like that. The power that guides the hand, that controls the wheels of fortune, is transient, my dear friends. It's indivinable, and of course it's never permanent. M.S. Amma was aware of this all during their lifetime. When we see the sufferings of others, our own sufferings come down. And she understood that mitigating the hardship of others is the easiest way to pull down our own sufferings. But for the likes of persons like M.S. Subbulakshmi, Dominic Lepierre and Mother Teresa, these forlorn men, women and children all over this globe would never have smiled, would never have experienced what happiness is all about. In the tomb of Christopher Chapman in Westminster Abbey, this is what is written. What I gave, I have. What I spent, I had. What I left, I lost by not giving. This is the pinnacle of giving, and that M.S. Subbulakshmi practiced all during her lifetime. Dominic Lepierre not only said this, practices all through his life journey of giving. She followed the Shastric way of doing it. Even in literature, when you come to Charles Dickens, when he says that however little you give, the person who derives the maximum happiness is the person who gives much, much less for the person who takes. And Emma realized it, that giving brings happiness more to me than to the person who receives it. In the later years, she used to conclude her address, conclude her concerts with Maitrim Bhajata, that hymn on harmony of the world penned by the Mahaswami of Kanchi, which she first set to music on the 24th of October 1966 at the UN, when the UN was celebrating its UN Day in that year of 1966. And unfailingly, that became part of her repertoire that she would not conclude without Maitrim Bhajata. The Mahaswami himself says, Shreyo Bhuyav Sakala Jananam, let people of the world prosper. And the prescription that the Mahaswami gives is simple. It's restraint, it is generosity and compassion. And these three were the hallmark of the life of M.S. Subbulakshmi. Be it the Gandhi Memorial at Gindi, be it the memorial for Bharati at Ettayapuram in his own birthplace, be it the Gokhale Institute of Public Education in Maharashtra, be it the Bombay Tamil Sangam in Mumbai, or to some extent, as I said about the South Indian Education Society in Mumbai, be it the Hindu temple at Flushing, New York, be it the Meenakshi temple at Houston, or still closer home, be it the Shankara Netralaya, be it the VHS hospital, the cancer hospital at Adyar, they are all manifestations, they are shining examples of the philanthropy of M.S. Subbulakshmi. But not one institution carries either the name of Sadashivam or M.S. Subbulakshmi, even as a plaque, even as an acknowledgement. She not only used the proceeds from her concerts for promoting charity, she used the power of music itself. The way she rendered Bhiksha and Dehi Kripa of Annapurnashtakam of Adishankara, when she was raising funds for the music academy, G.D. Birla, the prince of amongst the patriots of this country, walked up to her at the end of the concert and told her, you have reminded me of my commitment to the music academy, and quickly flowed the contribution from him to the academy. It was in the very same academy when she gave one more performance. The Prime Minister of the country was present when he said those famous words, who am I, an ordinary Prime Minister, and she, the tune of music. At the instance of the Mahaswami of Kanchi, she gave expression to the Suprabhadams, be it the Venkateshwara Suprabhadam, Meenakshi Suprabhadam, the Kamakshi Suprabhadam, the Sirisaila Suprabhadam, and plenty, how many of them. At his own instance, she ensured that the royalty from all this went back to those temples, and she would have nothing of it. When she sang the 72 Melakartas of Mahavaidyanatha year, the Mahaswami blessed her and told her, you will be remembered for your music, not just during your lifetime, but far, far beyond your lifespan. And that's what we are seeing today. We are beholden to the Honorable Governor of West Bengal, Sri M.K. Narayanan and his wife, who come all the way from Kolkata only to be with us, to grace this function and be part of us and share with us their own experiences about Amma, because he was a neighbor to M.S. Subbulakshmi. I can tell you that. And more importantly, to bless these young ones who are the future face of the world of music, who from today, their shoulders will carry the responsibility of a fellowship in the name of MS Lakshmi, a responsibility which is more a burden, and I am sure they will carry it with great dignity. We are beholden to you, sir, for this gracious acceptance of your request. And to these young persons who are being decorated today, of course they will draw inspiration from Subbalakshmi. They will draw our music also. But much, much beyond that, they have to take, imbibe, absorb all those qualities in MS Subbalakshmi that made her that Mahavidushi of our time. That would be the true Shraddhanjali that they will pay to MS Subbalakshmi whenever they perform on any stage, including this stage. May the Jaganmatu Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on the beloved governor and his wife. May she endow them with a long life, contented life, peaceful life. May she also bless these young persons so that they will realize the purpose of her life. May the good Lord shed his grace on all of us so that we can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of persons like MS Subbalakshmi and make our own life sublime. Thank you and God bless us all.